thank you for having me, dude. What's going on?
Man, it's so amazing to talk to you again. Did you know 2 years ago that you would be out this long for the record?
Honestly, no, to be honest, man. Like, this was like, wow, you know? It was one of those things that it just kind of caught us by surprise, like how well the album did. And it just kept us out on the road, you know? I mean, we did a year and a half, so it's just insane.
For those people that missed it, about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, you guys kicked everything off in Westport on an outdoor free show. It was heavily attended. You guys had a great time. That was our first chance to hear any of the material off of Come Whatever May. Now, a year and a half later, this is it. You're shutting it down after the show at Freakers Ball, right? You guys are going to shut it down for a while?
Yeah, this is it. I'm going to start working with Slipknot on a new album. So this is that'll be the last Stone Sour show for probably a couple of years. So.
Five bands, not bad, $30 to the general public. And then you're going to go do a Slipknot record after this. And yeah. What was this we heard about Anthrax?
That was something that was, that I'd we'd bandied about. I'm really good friends with those guys.
Sure.
And we had briefly talked about doing an album together where I would be singing. And unfortunately, I was... I couldn't do it because I had, you know, besides Stone Sour, I got Slipknot. I got, you know, like two other bands that I'm doing that are kind of under the radar and whatnot. I'm producing. I'm a dad, you know. It just I wasn't going to have enough time to do it.
Let's be honest. The record company C-blocked you, right?
Yeah, pretty much. That was pretty much it. But I'm still gonna do a couple songs with them. So I mean, we'll see what happens.
Are you gonna sing on the record or just write?
I was writing. I wrote lyrics for everything they gave me. So I think I'm just gonna take a couple of the songs that I worked on and just and record those with them. You know, I mean, it just came down to the point where it's like, you know, I wasn't gonna be able to really devote enough time to it, and I have too much respect for them and love them as a band to not be able to, if I'm going to commit to something like that, not give them the time that it deserves, you know? So, I mean, there you go.
Corey, it's got to be cool. Let's face it. You and I are around the same age. We grew up listening to that band, and now you have an opportunity to sing for Anthrax. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that?
Oh, dude, totally. I was geeking, dude. You have no idea. I was like total fanboy. I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. But, yeah. So, I mean, I'm still going to do, you know, a couple songs with them. And, you know, me and Scotty and Charlie and Frankie, I mean, we've known each other for a long time. And they're such a great band that it was just so, it just blew me away that they even considered me, you know. I was really happy.
Dude, you got a charmed life. I mean, you're reconnected with your family. You got a great wife. Now you're a father. You've got two uber successful bands. You have to turn down offers to sing for Anthrax. How does it feel now, like, you know, knowing all the turmoil you've gone through over the past years? Where are you headspace-wise?
It's cool. It is what it is. I just recently got divorced. So.
All right, well, I'll take that question back. At what point did the interview go bad?
No, it's something that we've kind of been, you know, that I've kind of kept on the DL just because, I mean, everybody's kind of in my personal life as it is, and you know, there's enough time now that I've just kind of started talking about it. But yeah, it was just one of those things that happened, and you know, kind of had to move on. And it's, you know, it is what it is. You know, I still have a beautiful son from that marriage, and you know, I couldn't be happier. Really,
it really kind of C-blocks the question I was going to ask you. It was like, well, you're in such a great headspace. How tough is it going to be for you to write pissed off music with Slipknot? But now I know.
Yeah, there's that, right? I don't think I'll ever run out of material for Slipknot, man, to be honest.
Mortimer, we're back!
Totally.
That's awesome, man. I'm so stoked that you guys are coming back to town and that you're playing Freakers Ball. This is great. When we heard that you guys wanted to do something special to wrap up the Come Whatever May tour right here in Kansas City, it felt really good. Stone Sour on the 27th of October, the final show for the next couple of years. When can we expect new Slipknot music?
We're probably going to go in and start recording in January, maybe February, I'm not sure. We're going to spend the rest of the year working on like writing and that stuff and just kind of see what happens. Probably next year will be when everybody gets a sneak peek at it. So, and I'm stoked, man. I've been writing tons of stuff, so it's going to be really good. I can't wait.
Will this be anything conceptual, or will it be just sort of random aggression?
There's no real idea yet, you know. We're just kind of playing it by ear. Everybody's kind of writing stuff individually, and we're going to start bringing it together here soon. So if it turns into a concept thing, you know, you just never know, really. We're just going to try and write what we write, and if it connects in some way, then we'll turn it into something like that, you know.
And when do we get to hear you singing with Anthrax, at least on record?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, we'll see what happens. I was probably going to get together with them like in the next couple months, but, you know, I mean, I got nothing but time right now, so it's good.
Well, congratulations on putting out what we still believe is the best rock album of the year.
Well, thanks, man.
No, man, it's true. You know I'm not going to swing from your nuts.
No, I know, I know.
Dude, you got me fired in Boston. It's all good.
Wait a minute. Now, I only take half that blame, all right, dude?
What?
You're killing me.
Yeah, but see, you have two bands, so if you lose half a job, it's okay.
Well, that's true. Oh, it sounds like you landed on your feet in KC. Come on, dude. You're killing me.
Oh, no. Trust me. I'm not unhappy. I'm in a better place, just like you.
Well, there you go. There you go. So I expect thanks, not blame. Come on, now.
I was merely recognizing, not advocating.
Oh, all right. All right, dude. All right.
Nothing but love, Corey, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you when you guys come back through town on Saturday, October 27th. We're talking about Freakers Ball 2007, Stone Sour, The Cult, Drowning Pool, Blacklight Burns. Have you seen any of the bands on these tours yet?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, you can't mess with The Cult. I mean, they're just such a good band. And Drowning Pool, I've known those boys a long time. Blacklight Burns, I got a chance to see them at one of the radio festivals that we did early in the year. So, yeah, man, it's going to be a good night. I can't wait.
Corey Taylor, thank you very much for taking time out for us.
No problem, Ball. I'll talk to you later, man.
I mean, I'll talk to you later.
All right.